Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797. If you are just joining us, Rocket Mortgage, the title sponsor, Paul has said enough, and the Rocket Classic this is the last year of the PGA Tour stopping at the Detroit Country Club in Detroit, which is unfortunate, man. I mean, this was
Detroit Golf Club.
Sorry, yes, which is unfortunate because it was very. I mean, it was just another cool event to have here in Detroit. I went as a fan twice, loved every second of it. I thought it was great. Unfortunately, it hasn't been able to survive, and neither has any PGA Tour stop in our state, which is perplexing given the popularity of golf. Let's go to Joe in Pontiac. You're next. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was calling a comment. Probably when I heard this morning, maybe 2-3 years ago, I did a lot of work, 2-3 years, like for 5 years down there on the golf course on houses. And one of the members that I had worked for had told me a couple years ago that it might be discontinued. And the reason being was that the members were getting cut into their golf time. And then a lot of the golf they're playing, they put them on the back course. And they were kind of getting a little bit fed up with it. And he would tell me, yeah, you know what, we might not vote yes on a new contract. So that's what he told me, and I wasn't surprised, and he's a member. That was the reasoning he said that could happen.
Yeah, I can understand why.
I don't
know if that's prevailing opinion among the membership at Detroit Golf Club, but I could see that where some members would be really upset about having this tournament every year. You got to shut down playing one. They have 36 holes there. You shut down one of the courses for a couple months. Leading up to the tournament, then you got to break down everything afterwards. That's got to be a real bummer.
Yeah, working down there through the whole process, it did get really congested and chaotic when they start setting up. And, they start setting up quite a bit ahead of time. And just to sit and watch that, I could see it, And like you said, they cut into their playing time. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for the phone call. Jeff Lesson, Lesson on Golf.
Yep.
One of the foremost authorities we have here at the station. LIV is the reason Rocket failed. LIV caused the PGA Tour to go to signature events. That caused all non-signature events to have lousy fields and awful attendance. LIV is the gift that keeps on giving to the sport of golf, isn't it?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right. Tigers, Troy Melton versus and the Tigers versus Minnesota, and Taj Bradley, who dominated the Tigers earlier this year. You put in your show sheet, do games matter again? And given there's going to be a large swath of Detroit that the games always matter, and they never stop watching. There are going to be a large swath of Detroit that probably won't care until they're in the playoffs that parachute in for the bigger games that probably aren't huge, either baseball fans or Tiger fans. And then there's everybody in the middle. And, my guess is they probably got people checking and seeing. People will check on the score, flip on the radio. I think that middle group is probably returned to the brink of interest.
Well, there were big crowds over the weekend.
There were.
They had 32,000, 32,000, and 34,000 over the weekend, which was great to see. Now the weather is starting to turn and turn nice. Hopefully they'll be able to escape rain tonight during the game. But we're getting hot out there again, and people want to get out to the ballpark and see baseball, as long as the team's worth watching. And with 5 wins in their last 6 games, it's turning it around. They've got a long way to go, obviously. They're still 12 games below 500. They're still 9 games out of first place in the division. But they've won 5 of the last 6. And it's a nice change in the right direction now that they've gotten a couple of key players back to the lineup. In the next week, they're going to get back 2 starters in the rotation. The next 2 weeks, they'll have a third back in the rotation, more than likely. So it's getting exciting, to think this week we got possible returns of Scooble and Verlander at the end of the week. It could be awesome.
It's it's nice to see them show a little fight. And you can, if you choose, draw a straight line between the return of players and their recent, you know, sudden case of good play and offense and clutch hitting, and look at the OPS numbers and guys returning to their normal roles, seeing more comfortable, and other players being phased out of the lineup and all that. Consistently through all this has been good starting pitching, regardless of who is starting. And, you know, the bullpen, which has been a problem all year, might get an influx of former starters that can be repurposed as bullpen arms. You know, Cato Montero could be a prime candidate for that.
Ty Madden already is.
Yep. Melton Flaherty. I mean, I would imagine Melton's probably promising as a starter to move into a bullpen role. But, you know, given Flaherty struggles and where he is in his career, is he at the point where, you know, you just say, all right, we want you to be part of this, but we're going to repurpose you as a bullpen? I don't know, but that could help. Could help a lot if you could get something out of those guys.
Well, Flaherty's been interesting because he's starting to strike guys out mm-hmm. at a pretty good clip. So does that look like that maybe he would be someone who could be a bullpen arm? Or do they just decide to extend the rotation? Do they go with a you know, for lack of a better term, a six-man rotation? Is that a possibility?
Yeah. I think we need to stop and maybe every day start a Kevin McGonigal appreciation thread on a message board somewhere. This guy is having such a great season. This is exactly what you dream about if you are a prospect watcher. You dream about the guy that lives up to the hype. The guy that you follow, the guy that you say, oh, look, he's now ranked this prospect or that prospect. When's he going to be here? You get all kinds of excited. And you realize that this guy actually might be better than Eric Munson or Scott Moore or any of the, I don't know, dude, Christian Stewart. Wow. Think of insert former Detroit Tiger prospect letdown
Scott
here.
Scott Lucider.
Yeah. And I don't know why we chose the Wayback Machine, but yes, McGonigal is exactly why people get excited about prospects. And prospects are lottery tickets. Like, they don't always hit. We know that. And, you know, what the kid's incredible. And imagine that he's just getting started. This is the kind of player that I watched other organizations have and was jealous.
Yeah, just please stay healthy. You know, you go back and think about the weekend series and that stupid play at first base because the clumsy nailer.
Some might call him a chump.
Yeah. Well, would he be the chump of the week?
We have to check 971theticket.com.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, when Josh Naylor runs back and collides with him, it's like completely unnecessary. Please don't. Let's keep our players healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly a gem like McGonigal. It'd be nice to keep him healthy. But the upside is so huge. It's so massive. And you see with that, the home run he hit, the swing, it was just a big swing, and you knew it was gone the second he hit it. His hard hit contact rate is great. He's leading rookies in all types of categories, and he's ours. And it's a position player, and that's fun.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. It is Carson Anderson here on a Tuesday, here on 97.1.